we can learn something from the way Jesus handled rejection so that we can handle it too in an appropriate way. First, Jesus says, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Why is he praising his Father when things are not going so well? Because the Father was still at work in Jesus' ministry. I'll give the full quote. I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. The little ones were the ordinary people, the poor, the powerless, the folks who didn't count for much, according to the high and mighty, whom the scribes and Pharisees looked down on, but who resonated with Jesus' message about God's goodness and love for them. If we are open to Jesus' message and example, then we should rejoice because we belong to those little ones to whom the Father has revealed the truth about his Son. We have a great blessing there that no rejection or hardship can take away from us. Jesus then speaks about his relationship with his Heavenly Father. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Jesus clearly claims to be on the same level with the Father. He is divine. And that's why all things can be handed over to him by the Father. As the Son of God, he is capable to bear the fullness of life and truth that is in the Father. And for our benefit, he reveals the Father's goodness to us, which he himself, his own being, reflects, if we are open to receiving it. So instead of becoming bitter because some reject him or taking revenge upon them, Jesus continues his ministry to reveal the truth of and about God to the people. And the church must continue to do that in our own day, for that is our mission. In his ministry, the Lord says to his hearers, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now think of the yoke that a team of oxen would have over their shoulders. It keeps them together and allows the farmer to give them direction in plowing. Jesus invites his hearers, including you and me today, to take on the yoke of discipleship and to learn from him how to love God and our neighbor while remaining united among ourselves. And the Lord assures us, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Now, in fact, following Jesus Christ as the examples I've given to you, and as you know from your own experience, is not always easy. And sometimes the burdens the Lord asks us to bear are considerable. He said on another occasion, we heard it, I think, was it last week or the week before in the gospel, whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Now, what makes the Lord's yoke easy and lightens the burden are the joy that the Holy Spirit gives us for being in tune with God, shall we say. The inner peace we experience when our conscience is clear, the support our brothers and sisters in the faith often provide to us to help us carry our crosses, and the Lord's promises of forgiveness when we stumble and eternal life when we die. In these experiences, we learn that Jesus Christ is indeed meek and humble of heart, just as Zechariah, he of the first reading, prophesied of him centuries before.